Hello, this is Ann Mark, and in this clip, we're going to be talking about the trauma voice, the difference between the trauma voice and the experience of self. As we grow through childhood, we develop the ego, and the ego is simply a psychological construct of parts of us that respond to our environment in various ways to manage our lives. The trauma voice is that part of us or parts of us that have experienced traumatic events and learned to respond with thoughts and feelings and behaviors to try to manage those experiences. The trauma voice may show up in depression and anxiety and dysfunctional behaviors. There's often a feeling of fear and anxiousness and anger attached to the trauma voice. An example of this would be when something happens in our environment that triggers old memories of trauma, and we immediately go into a response that is not appropriate because we're responding to the trauma voice. So our goal becomes being able to catch ourselves in that moment of triggering and hear that it is that part of us that is old trauma that we are responding to, and go instead into a practiced response of returning to peace and calm and self. And we're going to learn how to separate ourselves from the trauma voice and return to self through various exercises. One of them is developing mindfulness through a practice of meditation. And we will talk about that in the next clip. Thank you.